Welcome to the Performer of the Week edition of Daytime Confidential, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're discussing our Performers of the Week, the actors and actresses who we believe did an outstanding job, as well as our honorable and dishonorable mentions. Joining me today, we have an under-the-weather Melody. Welcome.
Hello.
Mike is back. Welcome.
Hello.
We rescued him from his abduction, if you listened to last week's CBS and Days episode.
Yes,
oh,
I appreciate
Jillian
that.
Was
Thank
wrong.
You.
Jillian reported some faulty information. I'm going to go ahead and reveal what was going on. Mike was in the middle of very tense contract renegotiations, and Luke wanted him to take a pay cut, and he told Luke where he could stick it.
And he took the pay cut. Jamie.
Wait, we're allowed to negotiate? I didn't get a negotiation.
Jamie.
No, I have a new contract. I didn't take a pay cut. I don't know what you guys did.
Jamie, welcome.
Hey.
Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
Well, Mike, since you weren't on last week, who is your performer of the week?
Well, I have a duo from The Young and the Restless. It's really hard to pick people from other soaps because this show is so good right now. But I picked Stacey Haydick, who plays Mary Jane Benson, and Eileen Davidson, Ashley. Mary Jane creeps me out, and if she can creep me out and not be predictable, then she's doing a good job. When I watch her shift from crazy to sincere when she was talking to JT about how she didn't mean to, you know, step over the bounds, and she was all smiling and charming, and he just let her go, and then she's in her room with her scrapbook of enemies and petting, which I didn't know was a fake cat.
That thing isn't fake. That thing's stuffed.
It is a stuffed. Yes, it's a stuffed from a past animal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's so, not fake. It's real. Damn.
Yeah, so the whole thing was just like, you know, she got it from
Oh,
me.
That's so creepy.
I know. That's what I mean. That's what's so
and
great
Jillian
about
And was making fun of me about face on Facebook about that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I know. I had to fess up that I was in the dark about that, too. But what I find funny is that sometimes these kind of characters.
What did y'all think when you saw that big stiff spine?
You know what it is, though? I never really paid attention to it. So I never really watched that closely. So, you know, for me, I didn't really know until this week. But,
And that's what funny about Luke, because Luke usually, that's one thing he is money on about the little bitty details of the show episodes. He catches shit I never catch.
I can't remember a big storyline for the life of me, but I could find the most minute details.
Or the name of Andrea Evans. you can figure out that the church is on two shows at the same. You're good for that.
Forgive
I gotta give
me
you your props.
If I have a medically diagnosed condition.
Oh,
now it's
get out of here.
Bother the war.
But I just find, like, sometimes psycho characters can be so predictable and over the top, and she's not, and I can buy what she's selling. So, and Eileen Davidson, just because when she was trying to convince Adam that her dream was real, she just has gone through every emotion. She's hopeful now that the baby's okay. And she was devastated when she thought she lost it. So she's just impressed me this week with – I really felt sorry for her because this is the week that Adam took another notch to just being even worse than he was before. And he's just playing this game with her. And I actually feel sorry for her because she just does not get it that she's being played.
Mel?
My performer of the week is one of Mike's, and it's Stacey Haydick. Mary Jane, because she is absolutely out of her mind. She is crazy with the heat. I mean,
the heat?
Yes, crazy with the heat. It's just, she's creepier than Sheila Carter. And I didn't know somebody could do that. Because to me, Sheila is like the creepiest of the creepy. And Mary Jane's up here with her fake kitty, you know, just petting her fake kitty away. And she's got her hit list and everything. I'm like, she is out of her mind, and it creeps me out, and she's doing such a good job. So
I thought Adam had the fake kitty.
Okay. Now, what's ironic about that is she was terrible on All My Children, so to hear her getting props on Young and the Restless is hilarious. Reagan? Performer of the week.
I'm going to give it to a pair of duos, and I'll make it quick, I promise. Todd and Blair scenes after the baby had been given to Marcy, and he's like, hey, go get the kids for me because I've got custody. Those were great, classic Blair and Todd. And then I'm going to do Star and Cole also right before his graduation. The two of them dealt a lot, and it's kind of a good way to bring them back together. So I thought all four did a great job. Trevor St. John, Cassie DePaiva, Kirsten Alderson, and Brandon Buddy. So,
Jamie?
I have one POW, and then I'll have a ton of honorable mentions later. I just have one, Allison Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Allison Sweeney. Ugh. It's so funny. Like, the week that in my mind she cemented herself fully and forever as Day, or, you know, not maybe not forever, but definitely she fully cemented herself as Day's leading lady. We get the news that Crystal Chappelle's coming back. So it's a good thing that she is bringing her A game, which she did last week. Sammy tore me to pieces. She hasn't torn me to pieces like that since the storyline where Sammy was almost executed. Allison Sweeney is not just a, you know, tentpole villain character anymore. She's an actress, and I give her Performer of the Week with much due applause and respect.
And with no reservation. Giving that to her, she deserves it.
No.
That performance.
I was so worried. I was like, please, please don't let Michelle Stafford do any. Don't even let her sneak. Because I really wanted to give it to Allison. So I was like, just don't even use Michelle Stafford. Because that woman, anytime she even just walks on the screen, it's Performer of the Week, in my opinion. But Allison was the business this week.
Oh, it was amazing. She's my Performer of the Week as well, if you haven't already guessed. Outstanding stuff from the hospital scenes to the conversation with EJ. She did an outstanding job. Creme de la creme of the week.
She got her Emmy reel.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So,
and let's
now, of course, the way this industry works, when a Days of Our Lives performer really deserves
they won't
it,
get it,
usually they
right.
don't.
Well,
get
it's
it,
like
but...
Kristen Alfonso. I mean, she deserved one that year when they had the death of the baby and didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later. Look who's nominated. Honorable mentions. Mike.
I'm going to give my honorable mention to Peter Bergman. I really feel, though, as though as much as I dislike the fact that he's become a beggar for Sharon's affection, he just does it so well. And he just conveys the pain that he has, that, you know, he wants this baby, he wants Sharon, he wants everything, and Sharon just can't give it to him. And then I also liked Catherine Kelly Lang this week when she was trying to talk to Ridge about not leaving. I didn't really get into that whole scene with, you know, Ridge going off the deep end, but I really felt that she tried to ground the whole situation down to, if you walk out with anger, you're never going to be free of whatever it is that is bothering you. And that to me was where she really hit home. So those are my two.
Mel?
My honorable mentions all come from Guiding Light, and I have Zach Conroy and Grant Alexander for their scenes in the jail cell where James is pretty much just going off on Philip because he sent him to jail because you don't love me anymore and you hate me and you love Lizzie and blah, blah, blah. And Philip's just trying to teach him a lesson. And Philip is so torn in between trying to save his son and trying to teach him a valuable lesson. And I thought both of them were just amazing in those scenes. And
then that dumbass Beth is getting up his butt too. That's getting on my nerves.
Exactly.
See, I feel Beth because since when does a Spalding take the blame for something and go to jail for 850 years? I mean, Philip has shot people. I mean, I get that he's trying to teach him a lesson, but that's certainly not a lesson he ever had to learn.
No, but he had to admit it. He admitted he was guilty, so.
Yeah.
He just came back after kidnapping all the town's children. And now it's like, I'm going to teach you a lesson, son. You're going to go to jail. But I got it. But yeah.
Honorable mentions? Reagan?
For me? Oh, Reagan.
I'm going to give it to Lexi Ainsworth and Drew Garrett, the new Christina Corinthos and Michael Corinthos. Great castings. I was a little hesitant about Lexi at first, but they both
They've had a lot of stuff right out of the gate, and they're both handling it well. And
she is her mother's daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm buying it and believing it. So
enjoyed her. I think she could. Right now, she's at the top of my list for year-end nominations of young actress newcomer. We'll see. Male category is a little bit tougher, but the female category, she's got an edge on it, I think.
We just know that there's a lot of story coming up for both of them all summer, and they had to pick kids that could do it. It's not even, you know, like an older actor or, you know, these are kids and they're doing it. And, you know, if they keep it up, I'm not going to mind the Corinthos summer of kids. So,
Jamie, let's hear your Santa Claus long list.
Well, some of them have already been mentioned. So I will agree on Eileen Davidson, Brandon Buddy, Kirsten Alderson. But I have, additional to that, I have Jason Cook from General Hospital. Since he got to the show, I have been wondering or waiting when I was going to see. And I'm the hugest, biggest Shell fan from days ever. But I've thought this was a big waste the whole time. But now that they have him in a story on his own, and it's not about trying to repair him with Kirsten Storms, the quiet emotion he, you know, conveyed after losing a patient was refreshing on this trashy, nasty week of whore screaming at each other on G8. So I enjoyed that. Drew Garrett, even though I don't enjoy what they're having the character do by becoming yet another man who yells and screams and is misogynistic to women, but he's doing it well. So, I mean, he's a good little actor. Kathy Breyer broke my heart. She didn't even have hardly any dialogue, but just her realizing that, you know, now if she adopts this baby, she's going to be taking the kid not from two kids who aren't prepared to raise it, but who might actually be prepared to raise it and might be getting back together. Just her realizing that. And, you know, just, oh, those scenes where she goes up and tells them that she's so proud of them. And, you know, it's just so bittersweet. Taylor Spritler, the little girl that plays Mimi on Days, she also broke my heart, you know, with basically the baby dying and her having this emotional connection because it was her baby. Robin Strasser, you know, all subtle performances for me except for Drew's. His was a large performance. But Robin Strasser trying not to admit that Dorian was sad that Cruz Castillo had left town.
See, but I know that Dorian's upset, but I just have a hard time believing it. I just do. I can't help it. After David and Dorian, I refuse that she would be this upset about him.
I had that same feeling.
It just is too hard for me to accept. I won't deny that she did a good performance, but I just don't expect her being in love with Ray Montez. Let's see who else is. I guess that leaves me for honorable mentions, doesn't it?
Well, if you listen to Robin Strasser, her hotline, she'll tell you just how upset Dorian is.
Well, my honorable mentions are Laura Wright. I don't know what it is, but the pain in Laura Wright's eyes whenever Drew Garrett's Michael is laying in to Carly and ripping her to shreds is just like. There weren't very many times that I would, like, sass back to my parents, but when I would to my mom and you'd see the pain in her eyes, that is what I see in Laura Wright's eyes, and it gets me every time. The other one, Kathy Breyer, like Jamie mentioned, she didn't have much to say, but once again, the emotions in her face, and you can just see the conflict going on in her mind. Outstanding work. Mike, dishonorable mentions.
Just one. Drew Tyler Bell.
Doesn't he's he have just a got the to check now?
Yes, he is. And now he's on contract, so it's going to be even worse.
Oh, no.
Rewards for bad writing. I mean, bad acting.
Awful. Terrible. The way he burst in when he found out his sister was back with Rick, it's just this dude has no power behind his mouth. And it would be just like Thomas to be the coward and take that route and go blow up cars and set houses on fire to do it in a sneaky way. And it is. That's how he comes across to me. And then, of course, his parents protect him when he should be in jail. So, you know, he gets.
They all should be in jail for that whole family for bad acting.
Yeah. And so when he tries to come off tough guy brother, it just doesn't work. So he gets my.
Mel?
My dishonorable mentions are three regulars, and it is Caitlin Van Zandt, Crystal Hunt, and Clementine Ford.
Check, check, check.
Yes. Oh, and Bodies Weave on Asimov Turns. It deserves a
You guys and your unbelievable conversation. We've got more feedback on that poor Weave.
Yeah.
She needs to fix it.
Reagan, dishonorable mentions.
Checking Crystal Hunt. And but really, and I know part of it is the story that is just so ridiculous, but I cannot handle Natalia Livingston and Nathan Parsons, Rebecca and Ethan on General Hospital. I am just, yeah, at least act the shit out of it if you're going to have to read this crap.
I think they could give that girl terms of endearment, and it would still blow.
Yeah, that's true. Just ever since she came back as Rebecca, it's not working. She's not nearly, she's not even 1/8 as good as she was when she was Emily Quartermain.
And that's not saying much. Well, I used to laugh when I would
be on Jill Ferret Phelps' door banging down, like, this has got to stop. I can't act my way out of a paper bag with this character.
Jamie?
What used to kill me is how they used to proudly announce that they found her at the Home Depot. If you found Laura right at the Home Depot, that would be something to say. I'm a good casting director.
Yeah.
But I want to say you should have went and got your light bulbs and went home.
Go to Lowe's maybe next time.
Exactly. Not a ringing endorsement for the actor finding capabilities of Home Depot.
Jamie, dishonorable mentions?
My dishonorable mention is probably going to get me flambéed. But it's James Scott. It is James Scott on Days. I'm sorry. That was some hammy Dynasty mess when Sammy first told
him. So now Dynasty isn't good?
I never thought Dynasty's acting was good. I thought it was a fun show, but it was never an actor studio.
True. I'll give you that.
I'm sorry. That boy. Now, I know a lot of people. Like, oh, it was great. I'm sorry. Yeah, he got better as the week went on, but when I thought of the worst performance I saw in daytime, it's when Sammy told him that the baby was his, and he goes, I was like, is he having a fit? Is he having spells or spasms and seizures? I mean, that was just bad. I mean, it was bad. That was some bad acting, and he ought to be ashamed of himself.
My dishonorable mentions is I'm going to just check some boxes off. Crystal Hunt, Clementine Ford, Nathan Parsons. I don't want to add Natalia Livingston to a checkbox because it just seems so wrong, but she's getting awfully darn close to getting one herself.
Oh, if you've got that Nathan Parsons checked, you better check Natalia because he's a better actor than her.
I'm trying to think if there's any other checkboxes that we need to add to the list.
I'm sure listeners can give us.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Tell us who you want to add to your checkbox at daytimeconfidential.com. Click on podcast and the episode number that corresponds with the one you see on your iPod or your computer. Email us at podcast@daytimeconfidential.com. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye.
Hi.
Bye.